The Proxy Zone Reboot, starring Daniel Schall, written by Gerald Burke. Episode 9, Recap. In last week's episode, our heroes finally used the megacomputer Moxie to send Red back to the Proxy Zone. However, a computer glitch prevented him from following through on his promise. But never fear, Red came up with a new plan. If he can return to their world with the hard drives, he'll be able to save our heroes. Well, some of them at least. Meanwhile, convinced of a double cross, Venus tricks Jim into believing our heroes are there to help, not destroy Moxie. But when Moxie disappeared into thin air, Jim saw through Venus's lies. When Venus attacks Lydia, Dangerous Dave comes to her rescue, only to end up shot in his knife-throwing hand. Now, with no computer and the sudden appearance of two killer robots, our team finds themselves trapped with little to no hope of escape. Join us as we continue with our next episode, Back to the Wasteland.
Annihilate.
Man, he loves saying that. Okay, organic life scum, come out from hiding and let us kill you.
Donnie, come here.
I'm a little preoccupied with taking cover right now.
Here, take these. I can't use no help my busted hand. I mean, it's kind of impressive how much of a lousy shot Venus is. I mean, she shot like 7 bullets and only hit me once. But damn, that smarts.
I really don't think that I'm ready.
You gotta try. For everyone. Especially...
Especially Lydia. Okay.
Yeah. I know you love her, so... I know you have it in you to save her. Trust your heart, son.
I'd rather trust your aim, but... Okay. Here goes nothing.
Ah, you shouldn't have done that. Annihilate.
Oh, crap. I missed.
I have 2 more knives. Don't get discouraged. You can do this.
Okay, Donnie, here we go. Everyone's counting on you. Let's do this. Come on, here we go. Okay, I can't do this.
Yes, you can. That's all you gotta do. Just believe in yourself. You can do this.
I only have 1 more.
That's all you need. Just take a deep breath.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure there are 2 maniac homicidal robots left.
Donnie, just believe in yourself. You got this.
Jesus Christ, give me that thing. Really, you two? You gave him the knives?
I mean, I have been practicing.
It seemed like the right moment, narratively speaking.
It was the right moment. To get us all killed.
Well, perhaps I was a little hasty in putting the needs of the narrative over the needs of the characters. My mistake.
Oh, I can't stay mad at you. How are you doing, my love?
My love? Well, my love, I think I'll be all right.
We need to get out of here. This tunnel won't last much longer.
Agreed. My men and I will take point. Doug?
Yes, Captain?
Grab her.
Grab who?
The feisty one with the thick German accent. The one who caused all the trouble. Wait. Where'd she go?
Captain, she no longer appears to be on the premises.
I can see that.
She must have escaped.
Hey, everyone. There's no need to grumble about the cat sloshing the milk.
Is that even a saying, bro?
We need to fall back and regroup. Everyone, on my mark. Let's move out.
Holy criminy. What on Alpha Centauri is that?
That is a Tyrannosaurus Rex. We've actually met him before. I think his name is Peterson. And here come the zombies. That's nice. Yeah. But wait a second. Is that Dracula with lasers for eyes? Hey, Teresa, you were right. He is much more terrifying. Of course, yeah. You're not here. Figures. The one time I'm right about you being right, and you're not here to enjoy it.
What's going on?
The bleed. It must be getting worse.
Woohoo! Kuba's back, baby!
Yeah, but not for long, dude.
That's a big ouchie.
Okay, everyone, hunker down. You know what to do.
Men, whatever you see that isn't us or the civilians, go ahead and kill it.
Jesus, look at Lydia go.
Die, you son of a...
And you too.
Are you sure she even needs us?
Keep firing.
Oh, for sure. I'm just feeling a little redundant. She's literally killing everybody.
Nailed you, you zombie bastard.
Dude, you can shoot?
Like the devil with my left hand.
Considering the inherent inefficiency of knife throwing, you should have been using your guns way more often.
I never considered that.
Red Squad, take out those zombies. Blue Squad, take out those demons. Everyone, on my mark, unload your thermal grenades.
And especially you, Di.
Donnie, watch out.
Don't worry, I see it.
What's up, demon dogs? It's your old friend Kevin. I'm gonna kill you.
Well, that seems to be the last of them.
Donnie, I have a question.
Oh, what's that, Spike?
Did you kill the yellow demon?
The giant one with flames coming out of its neck?
Yeah, that's the one.
No, not me. I thought it was you.
Not me. Kevin?
Nah, Brohemians. One second he was there, and then the next he was just gone, like Galveston Surf.
So he just disappeared?
Affirmative, Private. Several of my men reported the sudden disappearance of demons, zombies, and dinosaurs. It was as if they all just disappeared out of the blue.
The reboot must have started early.
Oh, we're never gonna make it.
I say again, drunken orgy anyone? Negative, soldier. You're not my type.
Bruh, with the time we have left, who needs a type?
Lydia, that was amazing.
I don't know what came over me. It must have been...
love?
Maybe. Why all the long faces? We did it. We defeated them.
Yeah, but now what? With Moxie destroyed, it doesn't even matter. We're goners.
No, we're not. Listen to me. I've seen this team defeat zombies, dinosaurs, killer robots, giant caterpillars, and demons from the gates of you-know-where.
Not to mention gimlots.
If we put our minds together, we can do anything. I'm not giving up without a fight.
Super speech, really, but what do you suggest we do?
Well, if we manage to get back to the base in time, and if the professor has managed to get Prissy up and running, we can download Red from there.
That's a lot of ifs. Not to mention, the base is over 100 miles across dangerous terrain. We'll never make it in time.
Donnie's right. We can do this. We just need vehicles.
I can help with that. If it's wheels you're looking for, our all-terrain pack rats are just over that ridge. We can get you there.
Are you sure?
I'm never seeing my family again. I've accepted that, but... if I can save you lot, well, then I know they'll be proud of me, no matter my fate in the hereafter.
Okay, but we may not be able to save you and your friends.
We never expected to destroy Moxie, and we certainly never expected to survive if we did. I don't know if it was you or the...
anomaly?
Yes. Whatever it was that destroyed Moxie, I'm in your debt. If I can help you, it's my duty to try.
All right. You heard the man. Let's move out, everyone.
Do you mind if I say that one last time?
By all means.
Okay, everyone. Let's move out.
It's quiet.
By my calculations, we should be coming to the Rainbow Track now, but...
it's not here.
It's getting freaky around here. Someone hug me.
One moment, every monster we've ever faced came at us at once, and now there's nothing but wasteland. How much time do you think we have left, Spike?
I'm not sure, but I don't think much.
Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Dude, Prissy must be back up!
Prissy is back up and running.
Nailed it! Yeah!
In no small part due to the Duchess here. I had no idea you had such nimble fingers. Same to you.
Great. Another office romance.
Dad, it's so good to hear from you. Are you okay?
I'm more than okay. I threw the old shrimp on the barbie, if you catch my drift.
Ew!
We were attacked last night by the nymphomaniacs from Laguna Lagoon. They hit us with their love spells.
Ew, sorry I asked. Listen, we don't have much time. Spike thinks the reboot started early. There's nothing left around here but wasteland. We're heading your way, but you need to watch your back. The bleed is getting worse.
Oh, we'll be fine. It's been unusually quiet around here.
Zombies!
Dad, get out of there!
Will do. Get away from me, you zombie fools!
Dad? Dad?
The line's dead.
Jim, can this thing go any faster? We're running out of time.
Negative. We're at maximum. Destination T-minus 45 minutes.
You may not be able to go any faster.
But we'll come.
Venus, if we don't survive this reboot, then neither will you.
That's the Havoc Code.
All right, soldiers, fire on the lady.
You want us to shoot girls, Captain?
We do not discriminate against our mortal enemies. Fire! Come on, soldiers! Our weapons are vastly superior! This should be easy!
True, but they're too fast for us, Captain. We can't...
She got me, Captain. Watch out. She's a crash.
No, dog! All right, Frankie. It's just you and me. I'll take the car. You take the truck.
I can't think of a better way to leave this world than splattering your enemies into splatterings.
Okay, Frankie. Dave and I are with you, dude. Dave, you think you can shoot him?
He's driving too erratically. I can't get a beat on him.
Jim, pull up next to her. I'm going to jump.
You're gonna what?
You got it, ma'am.
Can we pause here and just reconsider?
No.
No. Bring it on, sweetheart. Steady. Steady.
I'd still advise against this.
I can't get any closer. It's now or never.
Damn it.
Oh, she dropped her gun.
Oh, I've been waiting for this moment. It's just you and me, little girl. Who are you calling little girl? You, without those guns of yours, you're nothing but a little Miss Sissy Bridges. Well, let's see how tough you are without yours. I can fight with the best of them.
Dude, girl fight, all right.
You need to grow up, young man. Those are two highly skilled warriors, and I'm gonna shoot one of them.
Not today, you won't.
My shooting iron.
Nice one, little girl. Oh, I have plenty more where that came from. Yeah? Well, do you have one of these?
Got one, Lydia.
Oh, I have you now. No, you don't. Damn it. Get back here. Why? Am I too fast for you? Wait until I get my hands on you. Not if I get my hands on you first. I am going to kill you. Take that and that. No, you take this and then that. You'll never recover from one of these. Ha! You missed. Maybe that one, but not this one.
I'll bet you weren't expecting one of these.
Hey, stay out of this, you giant goon.
Make me, little one.
Jim, can you get any closer?
Francis, ditto on what Spike asked.
You'll never survive my splatter chop.
Or my fists de Milo.
All right, splatter dude. Fight someone, well, still not nearly as big as you, but...
Dude, you're even huger up close.
The bigger they are, the harder they... Damn, he didn't fall.
That's one tickled.
Can't fight without backup, can you? Bring it on. Oh, I will. Don't ever call me little girl again.
Well. I never much liked her anyway.
Then why did you come to her defense?
I love a good fight. This one is pretty boring, though. Was it to ever land a blow?
This guy is impossible to hit.
I know, dude. How can a Gigantor be so dang quick?
He may be quick.
Hey, hey.
But I'm quicker.
3-on-1 actually seems pretty fair.
I thought you didn't like counting to three.
Under these circumstances, it's my pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. We did it, man.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
We did it. Yes.
That was some fancy fighting for a bunch of civilians. Not to break up a well-earned celebration, but time is of the essence.
Not to alarm anyone, but, look.
Dude, the Havoc are all gone.
They've disappeared. Vehicles, too.
Everyone, get back in your vehicles. We need to move now.
I'm pretty sure that's the last of them. There's one more, dude.
I got him.
Father!
I'm sorry, my dear. I seem to have fallen prey to one of the zombies.
He's been bit.
I'll be all right. However, Prissy...
Not again.
I'm afraid she's been damaged worse than I have.
You'll be all right, Father. Won't you?
Professor, do you have any idea what's going on? The reboot seems ahead of schedule, and Red can't download us from his side. We were hoping Prissy might be able to...
Yes, Prissy noticed the reboot begin 2 hours ahead of schedule. Before one of those savagey zombies damaged Prissy, we calculated the reboot originated from a large oval circumference and has been slowly cascading inward toward 2 symmetrical points.
Do you know the center points of the oval?
I do. One is stationary. The other has been in motion. The stationary point is here. It could either signify the base or someone at the base.
And the one in motion?
Well, it's you.
Me?
Yes, you.
That seems to be too remarkable to be a coincidence.
Oh, I would agree. I have an explanation, though it's a very unpleasant one.
What?
I can only conclude that, for some reason, neither Spike nor myself belong here. The reboot, heck, the entire problem with the anomaly, probably has something to do with us.
But how?
That, I can't say.
No, that's ridiculous. This isn't your fault.
Lydia, this makes sense. Do you remember when Red first showed up? He said that the professor and Spike didn't belong to your game.
No, he's my father. I remember him. I remember when he bought me my first Tech 9 for my 9th birthday. I remember him teaching me how to throw a knife when I was 10. Father, I remember it all.
Lydia, you were programmed to remember it.
It doesn't make it any less real. My memories, my love for him, it's just as real as yours for...
Teresa!
Oh my gosh, did you really forget about her?
Well, no, it's just with the zombies and our imminent demise, I sort of, you know... I forgot about her, okay, yeah.
She's with me. We ran to the panic room when the professor got bit. Hello, everyone. I must say, I don't like it here. Donnie, can we go home?
Soon, my love. We just gotta figure out if home is still there, how to restore Prissy, download ourselves onto Red's hard drive, get ourselves re-downloaded back onto the server, and after all that's said and done, home sweet home it is.
That's good. I don't like it here at all. Periwinkle blue. Do you remember? The curtains would be so lovely.
Of course I remember. I remember it all. How could I forget you? Your curtains.
Dude, ask her if the carpet's gonna match the curtains.
Babe, Kevin wanted to ask... No, I'm not asking her that.
What was that?
Nothing. Kevin just says hi.
Hi, Kevin.
Dude, that is not what I said.
I'm glad you remember the curtains, though. I think you remember everything. You're so sweet.
Yeah, not for long if you don't get Prissy back online.
Father, what's happening?
It seems the reboot is finally reaching us.
Spike, do something.
I can't. I don't know what to do.
Spike, you can fix anything.
Not this. This is real life, not...
A computer? Yes, it is. Fix him.
It's too late for me, but not for you. Fix Prissy. Save yourselves. Lydia.
Yes?
I don't know why I'm here, or in what way I don't belong, but I do know this. I love you very much.
No.
Dudes?
No!
Seriously, Dates?
What is it? Oh my god. Kevin, he's starting to phase out.
Little help here, guys. I don't feel so good.
Donnie, we need to...
I know what we have to do, and there's not much time. Let's get to work.
With only one episode remaining, there really isn't much time. With the reboot finally on top of our heroes and time running out, can Donnie repair Prissy in time to get Red back? Will he follow up on his promise, or is it just another game to amuse himself? Will the secret to the Professor and Spike's identity finally be revealed? Find out on our next episode as we go into the void!
What the hell is going on here?
The Proxy Zone reboot was written by Gerald Burke, all voices by Daniel Schall, music by Sean Rayner, produced and directed by Gerald Burke and Daniel Schall. If you enjoyed this episode, check out Just Vic, available on Audible or Apple Books, written by Gerald Burke and narrated by Daniel Schall.